With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no ceasefire in the Israeli battle against Hamas terrorists. And the Biden administration does not support a ceasefire. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Despite calls from the UN, the Pope, and others for a ceasefire in Gaza, the White House doesn't believe a ceasefire is the right answer right now.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
However, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. favors temporary humanitarian pauses for aid to be moved in. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, fire officials battling a wildfire fueled by gusty Santa Ana winds. It's ripping through rural land southeast of Los Angeles near Agwanga, forcing about 4,000 people from their homes. CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Robert Rosine.
We have a little more than 300 firefighters that are going to be at scene today, working on the ground and in the air. Those will be working primarily with hand tools to fight the fire, as well as bulldozers, and then we have a full fleet of aircraft that's going to be fighting the fire with us today as well, provided the weather does not impact their ability to do so.
So far, no injuries reported. The UAW providing more details about tentative contract agreements with Detroit automakers that include pay raises of 25% over 4 years and 8 months. Now, rank-and-file union members will vote whether to ratify the agreement. The UAW did not get 40% pay raises it asked for at the start of negotiations and is dropping a request for 40 hours of pay for a 32-hour work week. The Dow had 54 points and the Nasdaq adding 33 points. This is SRN News. Children's doctors go all in on transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the oldest churches in America getting a makeover. St. Nicholas Church is a Russian Orthodox house of worship on the outskirts of Alaska's biggest city. It's packed with religious icons gifted by czars and jewel-studded incense burners. But the 128-year-old log building has seen better days. The refurbishment project is being paid for with a grant from the National Park Service. This is SRN News. King Charles and wife Camilla on a four-day state visit to Kenya.
The king will be talking about conservation during this trip, as well as reflecting on some of the ties that bind Kenya to Britain. There's a lot that they share in terms of trade, also in terms of security. Kenya hosts a training camp for British troops, and while the king will not be visiting them, he will be here in the city meeting young entrepreneurs in the technology sector and also going to the coastal city of Mombasa to see some of the marine conservation efforts.
BBC correspondent Anne Soy. A former top aide is scheduled to testify at Britain's public inquiry into the COVID-19 pandemic. Dominic Cummings painted a picture of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson as a leader who was destructive and indecisive during the country's medical crisis, which killed thousands. More details at SRNnews.com.